We've got a lot of territory to cover this day and for the next several. Ian. Hurricane Ian setting its sights on Florida. Looks like it'll hit somewhere north of Fort Myers, maybe in the Tampa area, maybe farther north than that, maybe into the panhandle completely. We'll see. Maybe some Alabama territory could get hit. It has been projected at one point to be 140-mile-an-hour winds when it makes landfall. That's now at 120 miles per hour at landfall. Still a major hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, Cat 3, at 120, which means mobile homes, small buildings, small dogs, all in danger. Batten down your dog, if you would, please. We'll keep that in mind for you. All right, so over on ABC News, I said they're waving the red flags. Democrats are in real trouble. But how about somebody from the inside who understands the entire process of politics? Somebody I disagree with on most policy points. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says if voters make November a referendum on Joe Biden, they're going to lose. This is Jen Psaki, former press secretary for Joe Biden. Says if the vote in November for those going to the polls becomes a referendum on Joe Biden, they lose. Listen.
If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities.
Well, she's right about that. In fact, right here in my sticky little fingers. Republicans have a 14-point lead in a poll just done on who is more trustworthy on dealing with crime. It's an ABC News Washington Post poll. An ABC News Washington Post poll says Republicans, I can't believe it's only 14 points based on what's going on in cities all over this country. Crime has surpassed abortion and a lot of other things. Here it is. According to the survey produced by ABC News and Langer Research, what is your biggest priority? The economy, 89%. That goes to the Republicans. Education, 77%. That goes to the Republicans because it's about parents. And those parents in Dearborn, Michigan, Muslim and Christian parents standing shoulder to shoulder against the public schools saying, what are you doing teaching the sexualization of little kids? Knock it off. And let's see here. Number three, inflation, 76%. Again, favor the Republicans. Those are the top three issues that people consider highly important. The top three issues that people consider highly important. Followed by crime in the number four position. All right, so the Republicans have the first four positions. And then abortion, a distant fifth. Immigration and climate change came in behind that at 51.50%. Climate change dead last. But abortion, a distant fifth. The economy, education, inflation, and crime. Those are your top four. How do you think that bodes for the Democrats? They know. And one more thing that is going to sink the Democrats on Election Day is people who believe in faith, family, and country. People that believe in faith, family, and this country. No group of Americans believes in those principles, those values, any more than Latinos. That is a group of Americans that are rejecting wholesale the socialist pursuits of Democrats more than anyone else, it seems. You see, because many of the recent immigrants, whether they're first or second generation Latinos in America, they fled communism. They fled socialism. They fled dictatorships. They fled the carnage inflicted on their families and their countries to come here to America. So they embrace the rejection of socialism more than anyone else. But it's a message from Latinos that some inside the Beltway just aren't getting. Just are not getting. Kamala Harris, for example, living in denial about the loss of Latino support in huge numbers. She is flat out clueless and thinks buying a few votes with student loan debt forgiveness will make all the difference. It'll be just fine. Listen to this.
Do you think that your party, the Democrat Party, has lost touch with Latinos?
I will tell you, I have been so proud to be here with Latino leaders in Milwaukee talking about the work that we have done as an administration that has been focused on the Latino population. I'm here at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I've been meeting with students, and these Latino leaders know and have thanked us for the work that we have done to relieve student loan debt.
Wow. And the wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round.
That girl, body sharp as a sack of wet mice. Americans have lost $4,200 in income. I was telling you this a minute ago. I wanted to bring this to you. Surging inflation, higher interest rates have wiped it all out. Heritage Foundation putting this together. An analysis found the average American lost about $3,000 in purchasing power because of consumer prices, up 12.7% since January 2021, have spiked significantly faster than wages that have gone up 8%. Higher interest rates and borrowing costs have reduced the average person's purchasing power. Another $1,200 for a total of $4,200. Nice work, everybody. Nice work. It's harvest time at Patriot Foods. That's because fresh blueberries are now being picked, and you can taste the best of Michigan American blueberries from PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code America. Save 10% off the world's best tasting blueberries. Huh? What are you waiting for? Put them in a smoothie, eat them out of the bag, share them with friends. And if you spend $100, shipping is free. Shipping is free. Support the American farmer, because when you do, PatriotFoods.com also donates to a U.S. veteran family in need. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com and the promo code America. Don't forget that. We're going to talk more about the energy crisis in Europe. Ian, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.